And here, Mountain Red. He hailed from Snowy River up by Kosciuszko side, where the hills are twice as steep and twice as rough, where the horse's hoofs strike firelight from the flintstones of his stride, and the man holds his own as good enough. So he went and they found the horses by a big mimosa clump, and they raced away to towards the mountain's brow, and the old man says, "Boys, go at them from the jump. No use to try for fancy riding now." Croaking his head. "And Clancy, you must wheel them. Try and wheel them to the right. Ride boldly, lad, and never fear the smilk. For never yet was rider could keep that mob in sight when once they gained the shelter of those hills." So Clancy rode to wheel the mule, racing on the wing where the best and boldest riders take their place. And he swung. Oh, damn the croaking. And he swung the stock with fiercely, and he made the rangers ring with its echo as they met them face to face. And they halted for a moment while he swung the dreaded lash. But they saw their well-loved mountain full in view. And then with their leaders in a sharp and sudden dash into the mountain scrub they flew. While fast the horsemen followed with the gorges deep and black, resounded to the echo of their tread, and the hoofbeats resounded to the thunder of their tread. When the hoofbeats woke the echoes, and they fiercely answered back from the cliffs and crags that beetled overhead. But ever up with the wild horses kept their sway, where mountain ash and courage on grew wide, and the old man muttered fiercely, "We'll bid that mob good night. No man can hold them down the other side." And when they reached the summit, even Clancy took a pull. It might well make the boldest hold their breath, for the wild hop scrub grew thickly, and the hidden ground was full of wombat holes, but many slipped with death. But the man from Snowy River let the pony have his head. He swung his slippery brown and gave it cheer, then he raced him down the mountain like a torrent down his bed, while the others stood and watched in very fear. He sent the flintstones flying, but the pony kept his feet. He cleared the fallen timber in his stride. And the man from the Snowy River never shifted in his seat. It was grand to see that mountain horseman ride. He was stringing bark and sapling down the rough and broken ground in the racing. Down the mountain at a racing pace he went, and he never drew the bridle till he landed safe and sound at the bottom of that terrible descent. He was right among the horses. They climbed the farther hill, and the watchers on the mountains, standing mute, saw him ply the stock whip fiercely. He was right amongst them still, as they raced across the clearing in pursuit. Then they lost him for a moment where two mountain gullies met. in the ranges, but a final glimpse reveals the wild horses racing yet with the man from Snowy River at their heels. So he ran them single-handed till their sides were white with foam. He followed like a bloodhound on their track till they halted, cowed and beaten, and he turned their heads for home, and alone and unassisted rode. Now, up by Kosciuszko, where the pine clad ridges raise their torn and rugged battlements on high, where the air is clear as crystal and the white stars fairly blaze at midnight in the cold and frosty sky, and where around the overflow the reed beds sweep and sway to the breezes and the rolling plains are wide, the man from Snowy River is a household word. It's a household word today, and the stockmen tell the story of his